is Maisim Merkava. Maisim Merkava, as you know, is very mystical. There are really two places in Nach that highlight Maisim Merkava. One is here, Yishayi Vav, which is the Haftorah from Yisro, and the other is Yecheskel Perek Aleph. Yecheskel Perek Aleph is a little more in detail. Psukim that we find when we recite a Kedusha come from these two Haftorahs. The Haftorah of Yecheskel is Shavuos, and the Haftorah of Yishayi is Yisro. So the Pasuk Kaddish, Kaddish, Kaddish that we say, that's from here, from Yishayi Vav. And but the Baruch Kodesh Emim Komo is from Yecheskel. The Nevuah that we have here in Yishayi Vav, where the Haftorah begins, so Rashi points out that's really the original Nevuah of Yishayi, even though it doesn't appear until Kapitul Vav, and you have, you know, Nevuahs before this, but this was actually the first, and you know, Chazon Yeshayo is where it begins, that's Shabbos Chazon, but that's not the original Nevuah that he received. It was this Nevuah, which is the first Nevuah, in Mukdam Ucha Batoras, says Rashi. Zet Chilas HaSefer, Chilas Nevuah Yeshayah. So Hashem is now selecting Yeshayo HaNavi to be the Navi. And he sees this image of Maisa Merkava describing here the Malachim in great detail, and their wings and their feet. And then the Karzel Zeva Amar Kadosh 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 Hashem Tzvakos Moloch Or Tzvodo, and everything is shaking, and Yishayi is terrified. And he says about himself, Ish Tmeis Fasai Manochi, I am impure, my lips are impure, V'soch Am Tmeis Fasai Manochi Yoshev, and I'm living in the midst of people who have contaminated lips. And here I am being witnessing this image, Ki Yasam Noach Hashem Tzvakos Ro Einai. So what does that mean exactly? What is Yishayi's fear? And then the pasuk says, "Vayor feilai echad menasrafim." One of these fiery angels come, and there's v'yado ritzpa. There's something in his coals in his hand, and he takes it from the mizbeach. Vayaga al pi, puts it against my mouth. Hinei nagazal fasecha. This has touched your lips. V'sara vonecha, and your averos will disappear. V'chatascha techupar. And your sins will be forgiven. And then from there it goes on, and Hashem tells him to go and give nevuas to Kal Yisrael of Tochacha. So there's a few things I want to point out relating to this. First, I'll peep shat. What exactly is Yishayi's fear? So the Mefarshim has different ways to explain it. The Ibn Ezra says, when he says that I am an Ishtmeis Fasayim Anochi, and I'm in the midst of an Amtmeis Fasayim, so the Ibn Ezra says that Ufi Dati Shanavi Gadal Im Yisrael, he was growing up amongst Klal Yisrael then, Shahayu Tmeim B'Maisa V'Dibor. They were sullied with averos, including what they did in action and in their speech. V'hinei Laman Midiburam. Wow, that means that Yishayahu felt that he had rubbed off on him. So this is why he tells HaKadosh Baruch Hu that I am an Ish Tmeis Fasayim because I am living among an Am Tmeis Fasayim. The Radak says a little different. Radak says that he felt inadequate because of the Nevuah. And so he says, L'fikach, Ner Be'ena, Ki Fikach Zocha Tumas Fasayim. Why does he talk about the lips? Ki Kishama Navi Divrei Hasrafim HaMagdishim HaKel. He heard Kaddish, Kaddish, Kaddish. He heard words uttered by the Malachim. Amar lehem no eliros hakavod uhakdish hakel. They are on the level they can offer praise to Hashem because they are tahorim and their words are tahor, and they can see what they can see. But who am I to witness this? Kavol anish ani tamei v'savasai tmeim melahaske v'fi kedusha hakel. How can I be someone that can utter praises to Hashem? Koshken shani shochem b'soch am tmeis v'sayim. And I'm living amongst people like that, as the Pesukim tell us later, Kopedo v'Nevala, Eich ani ra'oi l'chol zeh ha'kavod. And therefore, l'fikach ani yare she'omus me'amare hazos. I'm not going to survive this mare. Of course, this is part of the parallel to Maamar HaSinai. Kal Yisrael saw, on the level of Nevuah, they saw HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a way that was beyond anything they could have imagined. And this is, whatever that means, they saw, they witnessed Baruch Mesakolos, as we heard on Shabbos, right, mentioning that idea, the whole image, Bayiros Okei Yisrael. So this is why we have this Nevuah. There's a Gemara Nivamis based on Midrashim also, that actually Yeshayahu was criticized for saying that he was who are you to criticize Klal Yisrael, which is itself something which required a kapara. Because what happens right afterwards, the Malach comes and says, takes the coal against his lips, v'sar avonecha v'chataska techupar. So he needed a kapara. I want to mention something interesting, two connections to davening from these few psukim. One, of course, is Kaddish, 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 which we'll talk about in a second. And the other is this, v'sar avonecha v'chataska techupar, that the mouth says that your averus will be removed. There's a famous Gemara in Shabbos Kufya Tes that relates to our davening every Friday night. The Gemara talks about the importance of saying Vayichulu. Vayichulu is a very big inyan. We say it not once or not twice, but three times. We say it in our Shtila Shmoneh Esrei Belachash. We say it afterwards together, and then again a Kiddush. The Gemara says as follows, Kufya Tes and Beis in Shabbos, that you become a partner in creation with Hashem. Goes on to say, person has two angels that escort them, and they put their hands on your head, these four words from the pasuk in the Haftorah. What's the pshat exactly? That the person says Vayichulu, and with that the malachim place their hands on his head and they say your averus are forgiven. The inyan of Vayichulu has a lot in halacha. This inyan of Vayichulu Friday night and why we say it three times. It's brought in the Shulchan Aruch, the Torah, based on Rishonim. And there's a Tosis in Pesachim, Navi Pesachim about it, why we say it three times. There's a idea of saying it in davening, but then there's also Yom Tov Shechol B'Shabbos, that you don't say the Shabbos davening. So then you say it after davening, Atu, those Shabbosos, that you don't have it in davening itself, in the Shmoneh Esrei, so you say it afterwards. And then you say it in Kiddush, because you have B'nei Veso, who didn't say it at all, and then you say it for them. So there's an inyan of saying it three times. There's a brought in the Shulchan Aruch to say it while standing, because it's an edus, and that's why Mishnah Berurah says that it's better to say it with two people. Not everybody holds a Chazon Ish, so maybe it's, you know, not ma'akev, of course. You don't have to be makbid on it, but Mishnah Berurah says that you should try to do it with somebody else. You do it mu'umad. So what's the idea of the kapara? So some want to learn, the Mashatim brings like this, that I think the Abud Ram says it already, Rishonim, that there's a halacha that a person knows Eidus and doesn't say it, it's an Avera, who's Kovesh Eiduso, Parshas Olav Yored. So since you are made the Eidus, Shemayim Ba'aretz, that Hashem created the world, therefore you are not Bechal that Avera, your Avera is forgiven, so to speak. Others say that we know that an Eid has to Nehar B'Tshuva before he says Eidus. Eid the Kiddushin, Eid the Gerushin, and whatever Eidus, you have to be a Kashra Eid, not a Rasha. So therefore, in order that this Eidus should have been valid, there has to be a Kapara Zavonos. That's the Sarav Onech. Then you have something interesting. There's a Medrash that a number of Rishonim quote, and they point out that it says the word Asher three times in Parshas Vayichulu. Vayichal kemesh imachto Asher asa, Asher. Vayishbos vayimishim nekom achto Asher asa. Three times Asher. So Shonen point out, we also find three times Asher in Parshas Paraduma. V'ikhoi lecha Paraduma tima Asher in Bamun. Asher lo le'ol. Did I miss one? What's the other one? Jozo Asher tziva Hashem le'emor. Maybe that one. Asher tziva Hashem le'emor. Anyway, you look there, Parshas Chukas, you'll see three times the word Asher. So they say as follows. You see, they have the exact Lashon. Maybe I don't. We don't have this Medrash, but the Rishonim quotes such a Medrash. That just as Paraduma is Mechaper, here it is, the Abud Ram. Over Medrash Amar Tam Acher B'Gzeres Shava, Sheba Veichulu, K'siv Shlosha Pam Asher, ובפסוק ויקרא אליך פר אדומה כסיב גימו פר מאשר, כשם שפר מחפרס, כך אומר ויכולו שלוש פעם נזכפר. Fascinating. Let's shift gears for a second. Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh. So what's the three Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh? It's a lot in the Mefarshim on this. You look in the Targum Yonason on the Pasuk, and this comes into our davening as well. Targum Yonason ben Uziel, that's Targum Unkis is Chumash, Targum Yonason, the Targum Yonason that you see in Chumashim is probably not Yonason ben Uziel. It's called Targum Yonason. They call it Pseudo-Jonathan. It's not actually Yonason. But it's still Midrashim, it's old. But in Navi, it's Targum Yonason. So Targum Yonason, you'll find, is a tribute to Yonason ben Uziel. And he translates as follows: the Karzel Zeva Amar, Mekablin Dain Min Dain. See, sounds familiar? That's the Karzel Zeva. They receive one from the other. V'Amrin, Kaddish B'Shmei Meroma Ila Beis Shchinte. The first Kadosh is Kadosh in the highest depths, the highest heights, Beis Shchinte, where he lives, where he resides. That's number one. Kaddish Al Ara Ovad Gevurte. That's Kaddish on the earth, where he performs his gvuros, his might. And the third, Kaddish la'olam u'omel maya. Hashem tzvokos maya chazivikare. Where do we say this? We say this in Nevo'et Zion. We call it Kudusha de Sidra. Kudusha de Sidra is a very chashiva thing. It's brought at the end of davening. So again, Abidram talks about why we have it at the end of davening, and Shabbos mincha, we don't do it in the morning, we do it in the afternoon. But it has to do with Inyan of Amei Ha'aretz, and that's why translation is mentioned, because they don't understand always the Lashon HaKodesh. And the Inyan is to say Kedusha for them, and the world stands on this. And Shabbos HaMincha, they used to be drushes, and then they would come for the drushes, and they would do the Bo Etzion in the afternoon instead of in the morning. And the reason why we have the Targum Yonason here, the Abidrama, read it from the Abidrama on this. Mashatiknu, say the Kedusha b'sof, avor amei ha'aretz, hama'achrim lovo u'tfila, shko yafsidu shmias ha'kedusha. So they come at the end, they miss Kedusha beforehand, they have the Kedusha at the end. And the world stands, says the Gemara in Sota, on Kedusha de Sidra, and on Omni Yeshmer Abedei Agadata, u'kach tiknu l'targim, say the Kedusha zeh, k'dei sh'yavinu amei ha'aretz, that they only knew Russian Targum, the tiknu lem kan kin mo tfila k'tana, ashrei Kedusha b'sof, okay. Because everyone comes to tefillah on time, or at least in time to catch Kedusha earlier, so you don't have to have the Bo Etzion in the morning. So therefore, they do it at Mincha. Used to be a drasha. Shabbos afternoon was known for drashas before Mincha, and then from that they went into Mincha, and then at the end of the drasha they would talk about Psuke Geula or Kedusha. The Amei Ha'aretz would come to hear the drasha. And then he talks about why we say Motzi Shabbos and so on, other times that we say it as well. There's a whole question in the Gears. So we say Kaddish Le'olam Lomeo Maya. So others say that it really should be Kaddish Be'olam. It's three different worlds of classes of entities that are Mevaracha Kaddish Baruch Hu. So it's the lower world, it's the middle world, it's the higher world. But anyway, from the Radak, you see that it could be, in fact, Le'olam, which is for eternity. I just want to end with something interesting. Coming back to the Asher, and this is kind of putting it all together, even though it's above my pay grade, I still read it to you. The Tzvar Amor, who was from those who were exiled from Svarad, that's when he lived, the Goshen Svarad. So he has a mix of things on Chumash, some are a little more pshat-oriented, and sometimes it goes a little bit more into the esoteric. So on Vayechulu, he brings a little bit on this, the Asher, 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 and the Kapara, and he connects it to the Kaddish, Kaddish, Kaddish as well, that we just mentioned. So I'll read you a few lines from here. He says, just in the middle here, the section, V'nei Timsa B'kan Gimel Pamim Yom, and he goes through the three tefillahs of Shabbos, and then he says, the Gimel Zmanim Chalukim Tefillah, V'chein Ramas B'kan Eru HaGimel Yomim, says three times Yom, Keneged Gimu Olamos, Shabar Elokim, three worlds Hashem created. Olam HaElyon, the Olam HaEmtsai, the Olam HaTachto. There's the upper world, there's the middle, and there's the lower world. The Zehu, Vayechu HaShemayim Va'aretz, Vayechal Kim Bayom HaShvi, those two things are keneged olam tachta. Then vayishpos vayom hashvi keneged olam haemsai. And then vayivarech elokim es yom hashvi'i keneged olam haelyon. Sheyesh bo bracha v'tosefes tova u'kedusha nosefes mitzad hamalachim hanikroim kedoshim. So the third pasuk, vayivarechim es yom hashvi'i, that's keneged olam haelyon with malachim are. Va'amar kodesh 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 hashem tzvakos lahoros shakedusha hamitis he kedushas hashem u'fisha u'kodesh v'nora aleihem. Ukach anu omrim, he says, that's also a pikabola, the three vayichulus of Leil Shabbos. Vayichu ha-shamayim gimel pa'amim b'Leil Shabbos. Echad b'tfilas amida, ve'echad k'shechoz ha-chazin ve'echad b'kiddush. Again, alpi halacha, alpi pshat, it was the reasons I gave you before. But now he's adding this other idea. Lahoros, why three times vayichulu? She'anu mi'idim she'ashem bara egu ha-gimel lamos. It's edus that Hashem created these three separate spheres of worlds. Kach anu omnu so ba'amida, ba'amdu shnei ha'anashim, v'kibalnu shehem ha'edim, v'chein anu mi'idim ba'amida. We also do it ba'amida, l'fisha ha'edus al Hashem, ba'al ha'malachim shehem omdim. Why amida? Another idea. Malachim are considered omdim. The Tzukim tell us that. Right? Ben ha'omdim ha'ele, serafim omdim mi'malo. That's here in the Haftorah. Va'al kol zeh anu me'idim va'omim va'yichu ha'shamayim va'yichal elokim va'yishpos v'yom ha'shvi. Even though shelo re'inu osa be'ineinu, we haven't seen the creation, but that's like our edus on creation. Yeah, and that's what we find the Gemara in Shabbos on the Medrash shebelel Shabbos kishero shulchan aruch omer b'sara v'onecha v'chatascha techupar hu ha'inyan sha'amarnu. Okay, so a little bit different layers of this Haftorah, how they come together, the Kaddish, Kaddish, Kaddish idea, and the Besar Avonacha, and the Vayichu of Leil Shabbos, all this, you see how it's the interface between them, and again, it relates both to Halacha and to Hashkafa and Yishama at the same time.